The Democratic Party is trying to win back Catholic voters across the country after years of losing support. Those efforts are particularly visible in one key swing state this fall, Pennsylvania. Lucy Perkins of member station WESA in Pittsburgh looks at why it will be hard for Democrats to retain Catholic voters this November, even with the ticket led by a Catholic presidential nominee.
On a beautiful late summer evening in southwestern Pennsylvania, Catholic voters gathered outdoors to rally for Joe Biden.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out tonight. It is so good to see you in person.
Democratic Congressman Connor Lamb tried to tell the group about how his Catholic faith shapes his work, but a group of nearby anti-abortion protesters interrupted Lamb, calling him an apostate and heretic.
Celebrate. Because those of you who sent a Democratic majority to Congress 2 years ago can be proud of several actual works to trying to help the most vulnerable in our society.
Lamb never mentioned abortion, but the issue is a polarizing one. Biden's a practicing Catholic, but he supports Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court ruling that guarantees the right to an abortion.
There is one phrase that reverberates throughout the Bible more times than any other, and that phrase is be not afraid. Don't be afraid of this president. Don't be afraid of people who disagree with you. Certainly do not be afraid of your own neighbor.
Betsy Swainar of Point Breeze plans to follow Lamb's advice. She's a registered independent who says her faith has inspired her to vote for Democratic and Republican presidential candidates. Many Christians oppose abortion, but Catholics link the issue to a broader belief in the value of life, which for Swainar means also looking at issues like health care and climate change.
If you're voting as a Catholic, there's a group of like 12 to 15 issues, and you're supposed to look at all of them.
Swainar is in the minority. According to the Pew Research Center, Trump beat Hillary Clinton among Catholic voters in 2016 by 52% to 44%. Anita Theis of Butler County is one of them. She used to be a Democrat, but now she's one of the anti-abortion protesters at the rally.
The only reason that I will not vote for Joe Biden is because he says he's Catholic, but he's pro-abortion. You can't change the basic fundamentals of the Catholic faith. It teaches you, thou shall not kill, period.
Theis says that leaves President Trump as the only choice for Catholics.
God bless him, but he's not presidential many times. In fact, he acts really like a jerk many times. But when it comes to the babies being killed, he is totally on board.
In southwestern Pennsylvania, Democrats and the Catholic Church were intertwined for decades. More than a century ago, mostly Catholic Eastern European immigrants found a home in the labor movement. Historians recall that churches served as headquarters for fledgling unions. When Democrats embraced the union cause, they earned generations of voters who backed the party on economic issues, but remained more conservative socially. These days, Republican political consultant Mike Devaney says the party is losing those voters as it moves left on social issues.
A lot of these culturally conservative Democrats, folks who have been registered Democrat and their family has been registered Democrat for generations, really are no longer finding a home here.
Devaney says if Biden wants to reverse that trend, he should campaign beyond urban centers. And he should expand the discussion of values to include how you treat others and the way a president should act. For Here and Now, I'm Lucy Perkins.